This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today and Saturday are expected to be busier than usual on the roads as millions of Americans return home from their Christmas holiday or get ready for New Year's Eve. There is some good news about the weather. What's left of that rain and snow in the central part of the nation is expected to taper off later this afternoon, although there's going to be rain from New Jersey into New England. The new year will bring some new changes at the border. The AP's Donna Warder.
Beginning in March, Texas will give police broader power to arrest migrants and allow judges to order them out of the U.S. The new law signed by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott comes 2 years after the state launched a smaller-scale operation to arrest migrants for trespassing, in which landowners along the border enter agreements with the state to authorize the arrests on their land. That's resulted in nearly 10,000 arrests.
Overseas now to Gaza, where one man said last night was another night of killing and massacres. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Israeli forces have bombarded cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight and into Thursday, killing dozens of people. Israel's military air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory and has forced thousands more to flee from homes and shelters. Much of northern Gaza has been leveled, largely depopulated, and isolated from the rest of the territory for weeks. Many fear a similar fate awaits the south. Israel has vowed to dismantle Hamas and bring back more than 100 hostages still held by the militants after their October 7th attack into southern Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
It could be the final package of U.S. military aid for Ukraine. $250 million worth of weapons provided under presidential authority, say officials. Legislation that would approve more aid is stuck on Capitol Hill. This is AP News. Now to social media companies and their money.
A new study from Harvard says social media companies collectively made billions of dollars in U.S. advertising revenue from minors last year. Researchers say their findings show a need for government regulation of social media, since the companies that stand to make money from the children who use their platforms have failed to meaningfully self-regulate. The platforms themselves do not publicize how much money they make from minors. To come up with a revenue figure, researchers estimated the number of users under 18 for the year 2022 to estimate how much ad revenue the platforms earned from minors, a whopping $11 billion. Researchers say that implementing new regulations as well as greater transparency from tech companies could help alleviate harms to youth vulnerability and mental health. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.